I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Ukrainian official says both the death toll from the weekend Russian missile strike on the apartment building in southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro has risen to 35. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier said rescue efforts there would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after the Russian missile hit an apartment building on Saturday. Saying as of this moment, it remains unknown the fate of more than 30 people who could have been in the building at the time of the terrorist missile hit. Dozens of people were rescued from under the rubble, including six children. We are fighting for every person. The rescue operation will be conducted as long as there's even the slightest chance to save their lives. Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky went on to say that Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces has begun in Germany. The goal is getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks. General Mark Milley says the troops being trained left Ukraine a few days ago to head for Germany. The so-called combined arms training is aimed at honing the skills of the Ukrainian forces so they will be better prepared to launch an offensive or counter any surge in Russian attacks. Nepal began a national day of mourning Monday, a day after a plane crash while attempting to land at a newly opened airport, killing at least 68 of the 72 people aboard. Rescue workers rappelled down a 300-meter gorge to continue the search. More bodies have been found. The Army, police, and rescue workers are also scouring the debris for the flight data recorder. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congo's army says a suspected extremist attack at a church in the country's east killed at least 10 people, wounded more than 36. A military spokesman told the Associated Press that a group linked to Islamic extremists is suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in the Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province. Town, the spokesperson says that a Kenyan national found at the scene was detained. Survivors and witnesses said the blast severed some people's limbs from their bodies. Also is on the border with Uganda and seen several attacks by fighters with the Allied Democratic Forces. Israel's president has warned that the country faced a constitutional crisis over a contested plan to rein in the judiciary and said he was mediating between the parties. Zachary Goldman produced this report.
President Isaac Herzog said, quote, I am now focused on two critical roles that I believe I bear as president at this hour. President Herzog, whose post lacks executive powers, said he was working nonstop with the relevant parties to promote dialogue. In remarks at his weekly cabinet meeting, Netanyahu made no mention of Herzog's overture, but he dismissed criticism that the proposed reforms were anti-democratic. He said, quote, similar things have been said by right-wing and left-wing governments, and no one then thought about talking about an end to democracy. Truthfully, what we are aiming to do is to reform the balance between authorities as it was in the state of Israel for 50 years and as is today in all Western democracies.
Five men are being tried on charges of negligence leading to the deaths of 135 people at a soccer match in Indonesia. The deadly crowd surge October 1st in East Java's Malang City was among the world's worst sporting disasters.
Booster chamber pressures are nominal.
Plus 40-second mark.
Supersonic.
In preparation for Max Q. And great call out there. That
SpaceX Falcon Heavy
Max
lifted
Q.
off on
That's
Sunday.
The
Launch Complex 39A
on
at Kennedy Air Space Station Center in Florida, carrying the U.S. Space Force USS F-67 mission to the geostationary Earth orbit. It was Space Force's first national security mission of 2023. Mark Falcon Heavy's fifth flight since its 2018 debut. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.